Hey everybody, welcome to episode number 120. Can you believe it was 120 already? Episode, Hellbass Bass Fishing Podcast. This week we recap a wacky, unbelievable, kind of tragic series of events. And then we get into a bunch of bait talk, give away some tackle, and talk about some new topwaters I got. All in all, a pretty good episode. If you guys get a chance, maybe go out, favorite podcast platform, hit the thumbs up, star it, rate it, review it. That'd be awesome if you could. If not, hey, you know what? Just enjoy the episode and see you on the water.
This week, the Hellbass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLBASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less.
What's going on, everybody? Wednesday night, HELLBASS Live. Solo show. We've got some things to talk about tonight. Things have happened. Did COVID get me? COVID has not gotten me. I feel like COVID might have been a better option. Not going to lie. All right. What's up, cool granddaddy? Sweets. John, Brian, lots of familiar faces. Chris Russ, people piling in here. Darius is here. What's up, Darius? Solo show. Going to cover a few things this week. Lots to talk about. Kind of excited. We'll talk about that, David. Thoughts on the 755 Ecstasy. I'm liking it so far. Caught in quite a few fish on it. It's been pretty sweet. No regrets on getting the Ecstasy thus far. Thankfully, we did not mess up the boat. That could have been worse. Billy Cole's in the house. Audio video check from Brian. Fat Boy Fishing. So what's going on? All right. We got some Facebookers. We got some YouTubers. So we're excited. So what's the agenda? I'm going to cover the tragedy, the drama, the scare that we had this weekend. Talk about schedule coming. What's going on? I've actually got some new tackle that just showed up. So I've got this bad boy. We're going to do the August MTB opening and give this away tonight. So somebody's going to walk away with this MTB Pro box tonight. Plus, I got this mysterious black bag here from Tackle Crafts. And then I also got this little box here. Any guesses on... Billy, you can't guess. Does anybody else have any guesses on what's in this box? Kind of excited. Yeah, thanks, Michael. That was a fun video to put together. We'll talk about that. Like the editing of that video, there's a reason it came out this morning because there was a whole lot of challenges, and that all rolls back into this weekend here. So maybe, could be. I do have my topwater box here, so we might do some comparison old versus new to something. Ooh. I don't know if I'm quite set up for the bait cam tonight. We'll see. Might be worth $1 million someday. Good reminder, John. Little thumbs up. Wouldn't hurt. Get a few more people on here. Get the old algorithm doing our thing, right? That's on the agenda. So we're going to unbox some stuff, talk about some things, and then probably just answer some questions. So all in all, it should be a fun night. Don't think we're going to go super, super, super late, but wherever the night takes us. And we will deliver on the thumbnail, Brian, I promise. Sad face. We will tell you the story behind the side face. And actually, I might have used your code for what's in this box. Why are you watching on Facebook? All right, little Tommy checking in. All right, so let's start talking about things here. Before we get too far, we must thank Arsenal Fishing for supporting the stream. Can't do it without them. They make the stream, the channel, a better place for everybody. So make sure you shout them out. Yeah, no taco. That must have been a typo. I know you didn't mean that, Carl. Yeah, I lost my last Taco Bell cup on Saturday night. We'll talk about that. And I haven't been back since, so I had to use an actual tumbler. All right, so what's going on? So here's, we're just going to get into it. Like, just, people are piling in here. They'll have to catch up, get the review. But I'm going to deliver on the news first. So Saturday night, we had a bit of an incident with the tow vehicle. And it looks, my tow vehicle, because I feel like words may not do this justice. Good point. We should maybe acknowledge that. But thanks, Punch Fishing. We did hit 10,000 subs. Thanks to all you crazy kids out there. Appreciate that. You know, sometimes I'm eating Taco Bell and finishing it, and sometimes there's a mixed cocktail in that cup. Yeah, so the Tahoe is no more. So Saturday night, we're the fam. We're leaving a tournament hockey game. My daughter was goalie, and she pitched a shutout. We made the third place game for the next day, and we're talking about where we're going to get shutout ice cream on the way home. We go through this intersection, and somebody decides to not pay attention to the red light coming the other direction and pretty much drove us, hit me on my driver's side, drove us right into that barrier. So, needless to say, the Tahoe was in bad shape. This is the one picture I got from Saturday night. Fast forward. We're pretty much okay. I do have an ice pack on my ribs right here right now. The unfortunate thing is I'm supposed to leave for a tournament on Friday night, Saturday for the state tournament. So I'm making arrangements. Thankfully, my dad stepped up to help me borrow his truck. So for those that haven't watched the video I posted this morning, fishing with my dad, a nice way to say thank you to him would be go watch his video because he's bailing me out so that I can go fish the state tournament this weekend. So thankful for that. But yes, my wife, myself, my daughter, we're all in the car. Thankfully, they were both on the passenger side. We were struck on my side, and we all walked away. We did all go to the emergency room, got checked out. I think we have a broken finger, probably some bruised or cracked ribs on me, bumps, bruises, things like that. But most of all, pretty healthy, all things considered. So that's cool. And so then finally, I didn't. It was crazy. Like we were, as like most places, right? Like no knock on, like emergency rooms are understaffed. They're overbooked. They get super busy. Things were slow. My wife was in a surge bed in the hallway. Like I had to share a room. I was standing in the room that my daughter was in. So we didn't get out of there till like midnight. Thankfully, one of our teammates came and picked us up because we were like 45 minutes from home. So we got home late. So like I was more worried about my daughter, my wife, getting them in. So this is the only picture I snapped at the thing. And then I didn't even know where the tow truck came. Like I didn't even know where my car was. It took me 2 days to figure out where my tow truck even went. So we went and got this yesterday, got things cleaned out. So this is what it looked like at the yard. Still doesn't look that bad until you start to kind of creep around the right side here. We are okay, Jig Squad. So we're doing all right. But the Tahoe is not doing good. and it obviously pretty much totaled. It looks worse the further you get around it. So actually the impact back here where the other car hit us wasn't so bad. But I think they actually like pinned us and like carried us into that barrier. And then it really, the front end really got munched on that. So the more you see of this car, the more thankful I am that we all got out of there. And so super, super, super thankful. But yeah, so the white Tahoe that you've seen in videos that had about 18, 20 months, she's no more. You know, who knows how long it'll take to get this figured out and sorted out. But yeah. So that's the drama. Did I deliver on the thumbnail punch? That was the crazy stuff. So that leads into the video not coming out till today, because like I had grand visions of like, actually my family was supposed to go up north on vacation. I thought I was going to be like going out every night, like fishing this week. I thought I would get a bunch of videos done for this week and next week. And that had all these plans to get all this stuff done. And Saturday night was basically a complete wash. You know, didn't even get to watch Debo's live stream because I was in the emergency room. And then Sunday was just like a mess. Like we did go watch her team play the third place game. And then I came home and I took a 3-hour nap. And just, I tried to sit down and like actually work on some videos and do stuff. And I was just achy and I hurt and I just couldn't, like, I just turned it off. And then kind of this Sunday was just a complete wipe. So, and then I tried to work on, even Monday was still just like, I got work done and it was like on the phone with the insurance company, on the phone with the hospital billing, on the phone with the tow company, on the phone with just on and on and on. And then trying to like get work done and work from home. So, yeah, thanks for all the well wishes everybody's putting in the chat. I do see that. I'm not going to put them all up here, but I am glad, agree, thankful. It definitely rattles your whole body. I'm starting to feel a little better, but I'm pretty sure I've got either, because they were so overbooked, they did like a CT scan on me to make sure I didn't have like any internal bleeding, any organs or things like that. But I'm pretty sure like I've either got really severely bruised ribs or cracked ribs. And so like laying down, like I sneezed today and I thought I just about screamed. there you go. New poll. What's the replacement? Maybe we can get that up. I like that. That'd be a good, good chat here. We can put that up there. Yeah, it really took out of it. What should replace Tahoe? Let's see here. Toyota. GM. Where was I? Yeah. So Monday I thought I was going to, like, I barely even got it started, barely even like scratched the surface of that video. And if you watch the video, it's a long video, right? Like we actually, looking back, it was kind of fun. It was good distraction because like, if not spoiler here, but we started out slow, but we absolutely blistered them. And it was an absolute amazing day to go fishing with my dad. And we had an absolute blast. And I did some fun things with the edit, a little different camera angles, did some edits and some counter things. And feel free to comment if there's something you think that else should be considered. But it was a good distraction once I got into that video and reliving that day with my dad, because I've fished a ton with my dad. Haven't fished as much the last couple years that I've done like really heavy, like video recording and things like that. So this is probably one of the better days that I've ever got on the fishing with him and that got recorded. So to think now that I've got that encapsulated and basically a time capsule that, you know, will live on and that he can watch, my mom can watch, I can watch, his grandkids can watch. I think that's pretty cool. His brothers, his sisters. So, pretty cool that we got such a great day on film and that it turned out and the audio was good and all that kind of stuff. So that was really cool. And that was a good distraction, but it ended up being a pretty long video because there were so many fish catches and I really wanted to like, I did cut a lot of them out actually, but I really wanted to have that day like really documented. So I could have like cut half the fish catches out and made it a 15-minute video, but I really wanted to do it a little bit longer and play with some long format stuff. So that, then I went to like, you know, I forget, convert it or whatever the word is. So like, you know, crunch the video, right? Like, and get it, can't remember why the term escapes me right now. Glad you guys liked the video. And parse the video. It took a little longer. And then when I went to upload it, it also took a little longer. And then YouTube took forever. I actually went to bed last night with it still trying to process the HD version. Like, it was uploaded by like 6 something, and when I went to bed at like 10:30, it still hadn't processed the HD. The highest resolution you could watch it when I went to bed at like 10:30 was 360, and I was like, man, I cannot release that video. Like, on your phone it looked okay, but if you watch that on anything like a tablet or a TV or anything like that, it just looked blurry, and I didn't want that experience. So ended up dropping it this morning, which is a weird time to drop the video. We'll see how it does, see if that affects it, but either way, that's why we didn't have a video come out to Wednesday. It was like the whole trauma through the weekend, the whole thing. So we went like almost a full week without a video, which, oh well. I'm not a big Ford guy. I don't know if that's really an option. I feel like it'll probably be like Toyota or GM. It's just kind of what I'm partial to, but I don't know. But I've always been an SUV guy. And I don't know, I'm kind of thinking now that my kid's a little older that maybe I will actually consider a pickup with a topper and deck that out for camping and things like that. Yeah, that was more of a joke. I'm definitely not getting a Tesla, but that'd be funny. Yeah, I don't know why. So like, but anyways, that's the story behind that video and why it didn't came out till late. And we got a funky week, but I already have Friday's video up. And I'll probably actually release it tomorrow morning for YouTube members. So thanks to all the members out there like Tom and Brian and a bunch of you guys and Caro. You'll get the video early. So during the day, Punch Fishing says they render and process faster, but that's the problem, is like, it seems like most of the time I'm like running the wire, but today I'm actually getting ahead because I want to get this video done and I want to get 2 videos for next week done, because next week is the state tournament. And I'm going to be gone all week. So I would like to get like a Tuesday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday type schedule published out and up before I leave Friday. So you guys get content. And maybe, just maybe, if we get good Wi-Fi, maybe I'll consider doing a mobile stream on Wednesday. But as of now, don't plan on a stream. If it happens, it happens. I'm not going to schedule. If I do, I'm just going to like go live. Bateman checking in from the bathroom. That's awesome. Good to see you, bud. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, so that's kind of the nut of the weekend. Yeah, so we're glad. But we are going to pop this open a little bit. And I do have some goodies I got with Punch Fishing's code. Talk about that. And then I got this mystery package from TK. So we're going to get in some tackle talk, opening, things like that. So, yeah, next week the state tournament. I think this is like my 25th state tournament. I think I've finished 2nd 3 times. I probably have like 8 or 10 top 10s. And so hopefully this is the year that we punch the win, going for the win. But I am a little concerned because most stuff I can do, but I've got an ice pack on my ribs here. And there are certain movements that really create excruciating pain on my ribs. So I'm a little concerned about getting out on the water and fishing and like whipping around a whopper plopper or like setting the hook with flipping or a jig. So I don't know. I wish, but this doesn't sound like Vixens. But yeah, so I'm a little curious. So you'll see the practice video in the tournaments. And if you see something, weird or off, or I look tentative, or I'm fishing the whole tournament with a spinning rod, it's probably going to be because of these ribs. Luckily the Camus rides like a dream, so I'm less worried about rough water. I'm actually more worried about getting in and out of the seat, because that like lateral movement on my ribs is actually a lot more painful than like just like bouncing. Like the first day or two, like in the car, just like bumps and stuff hurt. Not so much now, but it's more like that, like my obliques and my ribs, like trying to like flex. So yeah, I think like if I had to fish lacrosse and throw a frog, I don't know if I could do that. Thanks for the super nice words of encouragement, AJ. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm worried about, is like the motion of casting, flipping, setting the hook. It might look like that video I put out today where we caught like 60, 70 fish on a Ned rig. That might be what my state tournament looks like. Yeah, I'm kind of worried that like I'm going to set the hook for the first time in practice and basically scream and drop to my knees. So we'll see. Yeah, so that's going to add some, you know, and just like loading the boat, things like that, like moving the boat around. You know what, Richard J, I appreciate that. No need. I'm actually sitting pretty good. Yeah, I'll have to get a new truck and things like that. But like, I've got insurance. The lady that hit us had insurance. I'm not too worried about that. There is a link down in the description for Venmo if you or PayPal if you really want, but I'm not really sweating that. I'm more sweating the like the ribs and just like getting the tow vehicle and all that kind of stuff, and getting everything situated and like the time, like everything. Like I went out to the boat to like do some stuff, and I got like backing put on one reel. Like that's what I got done tonight. Like just everything's slower and takes more time. So I'm just going to have to like work a little smarter and probably not so harder. I don't know that I'll be pulling. Like usually when I go to the state tournament, I'm out in the water before six and I stay till after six. So I'm usually putting in like 13, 14 hour practice days. And I think I'm probably just going to have to be a little smarter this week and give my body time to rest. And maybe even take breaks to like do some graphing and like pack ice packs to put on my ribs and things like that. And cycling ibuprofen and Tylenol, maybe have a cocktail before bed so I can relax my muscles, you know, those kind of things. We're just going to have to see. The thing is, I don't know that they're actually broken because they were so busy they didn't take time to get an x-ray. So I don't know if they're just bruised or if they're actually broken. But hey, all in all, we're healthy. It looks like I'm going to be in good enough condition to fish the state tournament in some capacity. And, that's what really matters, that, my wife and my kid, that's most thankful for, that they were not seriously injured. And, other than that, everything else is pretty much icing on the cake, to be honest. Yep, could be, slowing down, finessing. Maybe it'll unlock some fish that I wouldn't otherwise be fishing. We are feeling good. We covered all that. I don't think we're going to spend too much time on it, but 2 minute, we're okay. Should we start? Who's ready to talk some tackle? I know I'm kind of getting itching to open up these packages. A lot of people going Toyota. Most people saying pickup over SUV. All right. Do we want to, maybe we'll start with this. So this is from TK. See here, where's the old battle braid scissors here. That is too kind, David. Appreciate the super chat. Good back brace. Yeah, my back's good. I don't know if like getting a wrap, I might invest that in ice packs for the ribs. That seems to help quite a bit. The wife seems to think that the Audi Q7 will pull the boat, but I don't know that's quite. I appreciate the thought and the creativity, Laura, but most importantly that you're doing well, and we're probably not getting an Audi Q7 to pull the Canis. Bass Geek's house got hit by a truck. Well, that is crazy. Colby says when he did a good wrap, so that might be something we'll have to look at. Although I was reading online, they say that's not good for healing. Oh, just in time. Amy, you are going to be very interested in what's in this. You may even recognize this package. lidocaine patches. There's still a Ford on his lawn for sale. Wow. Much appreciated, Richard. Not required, but that is awesome, dude. But yeah, so let's get the scissors here. So what we have here, ooh, look at that. Open this bad boy up. I think this is like a near one of a kind custom here. Hopefully that noise isn't too bad on the mic, but we've got a new sun hoodie here. So me, if you watch the videos, right? All about the long sleeve sun hoodies, silver, light gray, which to me is the best color for the sun, right? Because like it's just not enough white so that it doesn't show dirt, but this light color reflects the sun. So there's the Tackle Craft Sun Hoodie XL Light Gray. So pretty stoked about this. I would say this most certainly will be in one of the tackle practice videos next week for State. So that is super sweet. Ordered this up from TK. Looking good. There's the logo. And I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Amy, who's in the chat, printed that up. So I do think, I don't know if how many sun shirts they have on their website, but they do got a lot of cool t-shirts and Tackle Craft apparel. Amy can correct me if I'm wrong, on the Tackle Craft website. So this will keep me cool. It's going to be warm next week. So, So styling and profiling. Looking good. Nice job. I'm excited to wear this. And it actually says Tackle Craft on the sleeve there, too. I just saw that. So, very nice. Thank you, Amy and TK. So, if you're interested in that or any other Tackle Craft apparel, go out and check out their site, tacklecraft.com. Yes, she did, Darius. Looks sweet. And she's got, they got a bunch of cool stuff, shirts and apparel, so. As fast as Tackle Craft's TK's paint jobs fly off the website, you can usually don't have to be quite as fast to get some of the apparel. So that's one of the upsides. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're coming in late, want to know about the Tahoe, just rewatch Wind the Beginning. All right. So then we have... Do we start with, I guess, unofficial poll, mystery box? Or do you want to see the MTV box first tonight? Good to know. Keep that in mind. So let a few time for the comments for refreshment. Anybody else have a beverage tonight? This is a DMD vodka concoction to help the relaxation of the muscles. It's like the first five or six chats are all MTB. Mystery box. MTB. Mystery box. All right. Let's start with the mystery box. TK must be playing with Bean. All right. So we'll grab the Battle Braid, as we like to do, to pop open the tape, get a nice fresh seal on there. For those that are interested in which box it is, I guess I'll flash that number up there in case you decide you want this box. There is a description in the video for link, and there is a code. If you decide you want to get a box for yourself or you want to buy it as a gift for somebody else, there is an option to save money that will does help the channel, but either way, it's cool. So we will be giving this away. This one, what lacks up for two cups is big enough in size, AJ. So TK is eating a popsicle. All right. So interesting. All right. So no tackle cam tonight. Sorry. So we have a Major Craft Zoner Hunter series. I'm not super familiar with Major Craft. I think I might have to turn. Let's see if we can. This might be better without the ring light here. Looks like kind of a medium diver, 2 1/4 inches, 7/16, 3.5 to 6.5 feet red craw. Caution, real bait. Don Iovino endorsed. So I'm not super familiar with Major Craft, but I don't know, kind of a standard bait job, nothing crazy. It kind of looks like not way different than a wiggle wart, to be honest. Like even the bill angle's slightly different, but I would say body size and bill angle and bill shape, not super different than a wiggle wart. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Kyle says they make some real good stuff. Bayou Burner says Japanese design, China made equals Major Craft. So it strongly attracts fish and triggers the predator nature. So there you go. I don't know. Decent looking crank. Worth a shot. Kind of a springtime color. I don't know. You know, this is kind of, I would put this in the category as something that looks pretty decent. Not something that I would probably search out myself on Omni or Tackle Warehouse or anything else, but putting something in my hand that I wouldn't normally try. So interesting bait. What's up, Kyle? Did I miss us? I feel like Daniel took a cheap shot and I missed it. All right, what's next here? So we've got Sticky's Hooks, EWG Hook, 3-pack of EWG Hooks. Not familiar with the Sticky. That is a Ketchco brand. So a 3-pack. It'd be nice if we... I will continue to harp on this, that I would much prefer to see 4, 5, 6 hooks, even if it was like 2 of each size. I don't feel like 3 is enough for a box. They're kind of stapled in a sticker, so I don't really want to pop it open if somebody's going to take this home. But, you know, there's a drawing of it right there. It looks like a pretty standard EWG hook. I feel like I got extra dad bod with my ice pack on my ribs here. All right. Fair enough. Well, I'm probably going to spend more time talking about that anyways. So I see. All right. And then we got, this is interesting. This is a Patrick Sabeel creation, Hyperplastics. So you've got what I would classify as a slightly, it's kind of like a stick worm or almost like a speed worm without the hook tail. And then it's got a weighted EWG hook. And then they've got screw lock spinners in the tail. So the worm spin. So it's hyperplastic. So I think they actually showed something really similar on BTL today, but it was more like a small shad profile. This is like a bigger swimming worm. And it's like, it's kind of, I think, something like Elastec, but tougher. So it's supposed to be pretty durable, and they give you a hook and a full rig. So they say that you can Texas rig it, jig head, weedless, football, Carolina rig, Nico, showing all kinds of different rigging options on the back there. So kind of interesting. This is definitely not something that I would probably go out and pick up myself. But, you know, around grass and things like that, in this particular color, maybe like in the stained water of Florida or down south, or right, that kind of purple June bug with the chartreuse. It's labeled as a 5-aught hook, but it doesn't look like a 5-aught hook. But, oh, that's pretty interesting. think we can probably pop this open without doing too much damage here. So I feel like this is really similar to what Panger talked about, but a different format, right? Like a different, a little bit longer. So it's interesting that, I don't know if you can see this, but there's actually holes almost molded in different places with different rigging options. So you don't, it's definitely not as, it's tough, but it like takes more resistance to pull it than a normal elastic bait, if that makes sense. And so like it's got all those little holes in it and slots for where you'd rig these hooks. So this hook is designed to be Texas rigged and then coming out that slot. And then you've got all these other holes in there for the different options, you know, for, you know, the Nico and all their other kind of auxiliary rigging options. So it's kind of interesting. I don't remember what the Fluke one was called. Maybe somebody in the chat. So yeah, there. It looks like the. So I can't really see through the worm, but by the looks of it, it looks like the screw or the anchor in there actually mushrooms out. So like this should be, I think you would have to rip that tail off before that spinner would ever come out. I think they actually molded it in place. So from a durability standpoint, unlike the ones that you just screw in into a Senko or a worm, this one actually looks like it's molded in and it actually gets wider as it goes. So like you would absolutely, so if you don't, so when I pull on it, it doesn't stretch up there because the spring fills that whole thing. So from a durability standpoint, I don't think you'd ever rip that blade out without like literally cutting the worm or just losing the whole worm. I don't know. Interesting bait. That is unique. The other one on BTL was a Sabile designed as well, but I don't remember what the name of it is. I think he showed it on, I would assume if you searched Hyperplast, if you go, the brand is A Band of Anglers. So if you went on Tackle Warehouse or Google Band of Anglers, you would be able to find this and probably find the other one. Maybe we can even look that up later. Let's see here. I can maybe do it. Have the technology for this. Yeah, I think it was the Dart Spin. Share it real quick. You got no place to be tonight. We're just hanging out talking baits and all that kind of stuff, right? So I think what Panger showed was this Dart Spin 4.5. And I don't know if those are at Tackle Warehouse. I really haven't looked. The Worm Spin right here. So they're $9 for two of them. So there you go. Look at that. Fish in the Southeast. Dropping links in there. You can copy that. I feel like I'm missing a whole like good topic about popsicles that I'm just not. Good point, Sabile. Down in the bayou, I can see that. Looks like Fish in the Southeast has some of these. Says they're very good baits. All right, let's see what else is in the box. We've got. Is that an IGT? I don't know what that kind of weird football jig. It's a Molex football jig with the Aussie's face on it. So I don't know if this is supposedly the football jig that he won. Was it Texoma or whatever that one tournament was? So this is a, I think it's only a three. It's a 3/8 ounce with a 4/0 hook, PB&J with PBG red purple, decent enough looking color for a football jig, VMC hook. It seems like a solid enough jig. I think we can probably pop it out here without doing too much damage here. So you've got it's like a PBG with a red fleck.
and it's got red fleck in the head. A slightly modified football jig. It's almost like a little bit of archy influence in that football jig, but it's mostly football. Pretty soft weed guard. Not a real big hook, but pretty darn stout. I would say that's definitely a little heavier gauge than a lot of football jigs.
And kind of looks like it's got maybe two different kinds of silicone going on in that. But overall, good looking football jig. It's definitely a decent enough bait. Wouldn't be mad to throw that. Hopefully I can get it back in there in a reasonable shape so that it gets not destroyed. Oh, I see. There's like a inner piece to this blister. What is this? Do I really need this, Molex? I don't think I do. Waste of plastic. I'm just going to go ahead and get rid of that piece of plastic so you don't have to deal with it when you win it. AJ is not a PB&J fan. Sorry, whoever wins this, you're not getting this piece of plastic. Dax says Moloch spinnerbait's been good. All right, then we've got a Excite Baits High Floater. I feel like it kind of looks like a... I feel like it's missing the sticker to say what it is. Let's see if we can find it in here. Is it in here? Oh, must be on a different... All right, here it is. It's this thing. The Hogalicious. It doesn't have like a sticker on it or a brand. It almost looks like a light purple cotton candy. It's kind of like a creature slash lizard. Almost kind of reminds me of the Zellmander a little bit. But it's like a little bit, I guess, like a brush hog and a lizard had a baby. What's up, Gary Maynor? But really light color. It's almost like the old Zoom cotton candy, but a little more clear, a little less brown or pumpkin. But got ribs on the body, little the, kind of the brush arms, but skinnier. Almost like a bacon rind in a lizard, I guess. Doesn't really have any smell or scent. It smells like plastic. But it's supposed to be high flouter, so no salt. So I would imagine this would be really designed for a Carolina rig, ideally. Not sure this would be my go-to color, but I could see this definitely being a strong Carolina rig bait. I used to have some Raptor Tail Junior. I've had a few Excite baits in the days that I've played around with. And one more bait is the Jenko Shinobi Shad. I'm going to get rid of this plastic sleeve that you don't need. So the Shinobi Shad it looks like a spy bait, I think. Basically a small spy bait. The font that they use, both size and text, makes that incredibly hard to read. It's a 55 millimeter quarter ounce hooks are oversized props. Hooks and oversized props. Falls at 1 foot per second with a subtle side to side shimmy. So I basically think that it's a spy bait. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's a spy bait. Which is interesting because a lot of the spy baits don't have like that shad profile. They're more like stick bait, prop bait. And this has got a little more unique shad. I think it's a sinking. Oh, it's almost certainly a sinking bait, Bassmaster Matt. So this is like the Duo Realis spy bait with a different profile, maybe a little better paint jobs on that. I don't know. It's kind of a nice lavender shad, almost a little Jaint Juice for bait man. Or Royal Shad, whatever you want to call it, Table Rock Shad. They call it Grimace. Made in China, Jinko. I've never really fished many Jinko baits. All in all, we've got 5 baits and a sample pack of hooks. So I think it's a decent box, you know, and then you get your little magazine of KVD, a detailed thing on the Hyperspin, where to fish it, how to fish it, and then you kind of got a fun little slap sticker and some cool baits. So some Carolina Rig plastics, got yourself a spy bait, spin bait, pretty good solid looking football jig. I wouldn't be afraid to throw that. Springtime crankbait, and then you kind of got a unique, I feel like this could be really unique around like pads and vegetation and things like that. Worth a shot. You know, if you live up in pike country, these durable worms could serve well. And then a couple catch-go hooks, you know. So overall, looks pretty good. Casey says, love the Jenko jerk baits. Good variety. I think there's something in here for everybody. Maybe we should fire up the giveaway while there's still a bunch of people in here. Just get this given away. Where is my StreamYard? There it is. Oh, what should the hashtag be? It'll be hashtag Tahoe. In memory of the Tahoe that got us to 2 national championships and back, got the family to North Carolina and back, never left me or the boat on the side of the road. So we will honor the Tahoe. Go ahead and type in hashtag Tahoe for a chance to win this MTB box. And then, you know, when I get back from the state tournament, we'll give one of these away in a member stream as well. So pretty good box. And if you want this box, or this looks like a box you'd like to give to a family member, a high school angler, a nephew, a son, grandson, you know, there is a link in the description and a code if you want to do that. So maybe we should. I thought about doing Rip Tahoe, but I thought that would be too complicated for some of you. Hashtags, keep it short. I think that Tahoe at like 18, 20 months is literally the shortest time I've ever had a vehicle in my entire life. Anybody else enjoying a cocktail? Let me know in the chat what water, Coke, mixed drinks, beer, beverage. Keep what's going on, Greg? It was the V8, 5.3, I think. It was a 2011. It's good. Hydrate to be great. Fish in the Southeast. And I will get that thing shipped out tomorrow. So, Shakopee Brew Hall IPA. Keeping it local for the mini. American Lager. No shame in that PBR. In a can. PBR in a can. Oh, AJ. Come on. It's like you basically live in Iowa. So the only problem with the newer Tahoes is the way the seats fold down. They're almost impossible to do what I like to do and sleep in the back and make it into like a place to sleep. Unless they've changed again, but like when I was looking slightly used, I just couldn't find a version where I could sleep in the back because the way the seats folded down, it was never a flat surface. Nice, nice. Sweet tea. Yeah. That's and that very well may keep me, if I go SUV, it might keep me in that like 2015 and older so that I can do that. Colby says it's completely flat. All right. Maybe I'll have to look. But I don't know if the brand new YouTube's okay, but it's not quite 2021 Tahoe good yet. All right, we got 49. Darius is drinking tea because he's probably going out chasing the smallmouth in Kentucky tomorrow. All right, one more. Let's get up to 50, and I'll pull the trigger, and then we'll talk about the other mystery box and get into some real nerdy bait stuff. Yeah, do that. I'd love to see it. All right, Matthew, number 50. He probably didn't want to do it because he won the box last week. He didn't want to be greedy. So, but let's hit the draw button. Lots of familiar faces. Conrad Fox, a new winner. Conrad, are you here? I did stay away from the Suburban because I can't actually fit a Suburban in my garage without doing a whole total reconfiguration. So, so Conrad, if you're here, say something in chat, and then you'll just have to get a hold of me, send me a message on Instagram. Yeah, he was the one with the all right. He was the Bell's two-hearted. Yeah. Send me a message on Instagram, Facebook, or rich@richlingren.com, and I will get that box out. And if you get your information to me tomorrow, I'll get that box out before I leave for the state tournament. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait like 10 days to get your box. So it's on you, Conrad, to get a hold of me. Yeah, the tricky thing is because I will need a four-door for hauling my kids around, and then I need a box long enough that I can sleep in. So, but there you go. Get a hold of me, Conrad, and you got yourself some sweet tackle coming. And Greg, I'll see you up at the state tournament next week, I assume. State tournament is on the Lahamadu chain. So I'm excited about that. I mean, either one, the cruise would be better gas mileage. So, but you're made of money. So, what's up, Jason? Long time no see. You're still rocking the kayak. All right, so let's. So you may have guessed what this is, but these recently dropped at a few stores. And they've been kind of metering them out. And so I used Punch Fishing's code, PUNCH10, at the tackle trap. Use our Arsenal scissors to get this open. Because there has been a re-release of this bait. They called it version 3, actually. Matthew says Tackle Warehouse is going to have it for 2 days. I know they've got them loaded at Omnia. I've got my in-stock alerts set up for when they do. So, but I feel like prices have went up on these things. So I want to say they were $24.99 a piece. This is just an invoice, I think. So basically, Punch Fishing's code just saved me shipping for two baits. They did, you know, kudos to Tackle Trap. I buy almost all my stuff from Omnia, but Omnia doesn't have these yet, and I didn't know when they'd be available. I ordered Monday, and I got them today. Whoa, AJ, cheap shots. Come on now. But we got version 3 of the Vixen. And we got bone with new packaging. I kind of like what they did there. Always original Vixen. Kind of see that. Good reminder. Always a good time to hit the thumbs up. Yeah, those are. And literally when I was looking at them, they only had two colors. They had this color and they had that kind of like, was it baby blue chartreuse, kind of that original old, or that, was it called something lime, neon lime, I forget what they call it. And then basically while I was shopping for them, those sold out. And I was like, I better just put two of these bones in my cart and stop screwing around before they sell out. Bone is the juice. So we got another one. We just got two bones. So there was limit two. So I think they got a run in last week, and I think they didn't put any limits on it, and they sold every color and every size out in 6 hours. So I think when they re-trickled them in, I don't know if they got more shipment in or they just released more, they hit limited it to two. So I grabbed two. I think when I used to buy these, they were like 15, 16, 17, 18 bucks. And now they're $24.99. Made in China. I don't see any girls on the package unless they're just like super subtle. I can't. I mean, but these are mine, so I can open these up. Actually, TK kind of showed these on the stream, in one of his streams. So if you ever... Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I want to say that you mentioned that, TK, that the girl is there. I like, they got this thing nice and tight and snug in there. There's actually hook slots to tie it into the card. So it does take a little finagling to get it out of the packaging. All right, yeah, so she's there. I don't know if you'll be able to see this. It's a little bit hard to see, but she is there. Kind of an outline silhouette there. Maybe, actually, if you hold her like that, you can see her a little better. Kind of see, there's her head, their arms, derriere going down into legs over here, and then back up. Yeah, so I don't know if they're still there. Awesome to hear, Jason. Yeah, they're great rods. Too soon. Too soon, Richard. Yeah, it's punch 10 if they have any at Tacklecraft. Otherwise, if they get them at Omnia, I would hope that the discount code for my discount code would work. So, here's the question. Somebody mentioned they had a handful of old originals, as do I. I opened the wrong section, though. Here's a barely legal OG. And another barely legal. And another barely legal. Another barely legal. So I got what, three bones and a, what do they call this, glitter, silver glitter shad. All right, we got to get down into the next layer. But so my OG Vix, let me just sweep. I've got. Uh-oh. Oh, I just dropped a Vixen on my crotch. Luckily, the hooks didn't impale. So, let's see what we got here. Well, here's another barely legal. Got some bad hooks on it. And I forgot how many Vixens I had. Holy cow. See if there's any more. We got some shower blows. We got some Lucky Crafts. So we got five barely legal Vixens. All right. And then we've got two bluegills in the full size. I think one of these might, I don't know if these, one of these might be, they look slightly different. So one of these might actually be like the version two, but I'm not sure. So yeah, one of these is the version two because they have a slightly different eye. If you can see that, but the eye is slightly bigger on this one. So I think this is the version two. This is the original. So it's a little bit different eye tie. I don't know if there's too many other things. I do have a scale around the room. So we've got two bluegills. One is version one, one's version two. And then we've got this trout in the OG, the original. Baby bass. I think that's a version two based on looking at the line tie. And then whatever color that used to be before all the paint come off it in the original. And then kind of this, I don't know what they call this, but it's kind of like a chrome, silver, blue, black in the original. That looks like a version two. What is that one? That might be a version two. And then I could have swore I had another. Maybe one of them was tied on my rod somewhere. Or it's in a different tackle box. I could have swore I had another bone one that's the full size. But that is my moneymaker right there. That is the one that has done some damage over the years. So we can look at... So I would say the new one, the version 3, I would say the hook line tie placement looks more like the original than the version 2. I probably should get a scale out and weigh these. Maybe I'll do that in the future. Do a little rattle test. So here's OG, version 3. OG, version 3. Sound pretty similar in my hand. Obviously, we can't see the internals because nobody's chewed the paint off the new one yet. And I do have a Repo Man, which these are also very, very, very desirable. The Paychex Bait Repo Man. I'm concerned. I feel like I'm missing one of my OG Bone Vixens. I feel like I have another one that's got almost as much paint missing. All right. I might have missed a few comments here. Sub Gabe. Punch says they're getting more soon. Travis got some. I haven't. I did hear about the heckler, but I haven't looked at it or really seen what it looks like. Yeah, there's, you know, the supposedly the Paycheck, the Vixen, the Kick Knocker, they're all the same, evidently. Travis got his for, oh, so before they ran out the first time, they're only $18. Not quite a suitcase, but I'm doing all right. I probably could, right? If I wanted that 21 Tahoe, I could probably part ways with some of these version ones, but the value of the V1s probably have dropped a little bit with the V3s. In a tournament, I almost certainly would probably put a feather on the back and a red on the front. Oh, that doesn't feel good to cough. I'm a big fan for topwaters for having a red fuck up front. Based on my own personal experience and a little evidence, I feel like I hook up better with fish. They eat the front of the bait better, and I am getting more hooks in them when I put a red hook on the front. So you'll see my – this one is hard to see, but that game-worn one is red. Any of these that have the paint chewed off of them, front hooks are red, and they typically have a feather on the back. That's me. All right, set up for my walking baits. 733 Sierra, so 7'3", 3 power, and the Dobbins are slightly more moderate, so they call the 3 power like a medium heavy, but it's more of a medium. I throw that on like a 150 or 200 size reel, so a fairly good size reel, so I can spool up quite a bit, and I'll put like a third of the spool as mono backing, fill it with braid, and then I typically we'll put like a 10 or 12 inch mono, like 17 or 20 pound leader on it. So basically straight bait, and then the short mono leader. And the mono leader is more to keep it out of the hooks. It's not really about the visibility of the fish or a shock absorber or anything like that. It's just so that these sharp trebles don't pierce that, you know, 30, 40 pound braid. And then I got a fairly soft rod. The rod casts them a mile. It's got the right action for working it. I like the 7.3 because it's typically on a walking bait, I'm like sending it. And then it's got the right action, and the Dobbins have that lighter tip so that when you're at the boat, and as long as you're not horsing them and you're letting the rod do its thing, they generally stay pinned. I don't have issues. This is not the next giveaway, but I do have some stuff coming up for giveaways. Not tonight. We did our one giveaway tonight, but I got some other stuff. But that's, and then the other reason I like braid on a really long cast with topwaters, especially walking baits, is when I'm working it and one rolls on it and maybe doesn't get it great or misses it but pulls it down, I can kind of lean into them, and if they got it, you'll lock them up every time with braid. If they miss it and you just kind of lean into them, it just kind of pulls the bait a couple feet, it pops back up, and usually another one or that fish will come back and eat it, or you can just slowly start working in the area where the fish are and get another bite. With, you know, 14 pound mono, and you cast the thing, you know, 50 yards out there and one eats it, you better set the hook, because there's so much stretch in mono. If you don't give it to them, you're not going to hook them. You're going to lose them more times than not. And if they don't have it, you set the hook, the bait flies 20 feet, the cast is over, and your chance of rehooking up again goes to almost zero. So that's my philosophy. It works for me. You've seen it in my videos. That's what works for me. The trout color is actually pretty sought after. I've had people definitely inquire about that one. I don't throw it much. I have barely ever thrown it. Maybe have not, but I think I haven't had to spend a lot of time studying them, but I did hear some people talk about the line tie as one of the big differences, and it's not a big difference. But there is a subtle difference, right? I think you can best see it. And like this paint job is a little bit different on this. This is the newer bluegill. This is the older one. And then that hook eye is just a little bit bigger, or the line tie. And I can't quite tell if the difference, if it's actually in the exact same spot. It's maybe like a millimeter different in position. I don't know if we can hear, like, so here's OG bluegill, version 2 bluegill. So I would say there is an ever so slight difference in those rattles. I think all the Vixens are pretty good. I don't know if I've got, I feel like I have some of those shower blows, but maybe not here. Oh, you know what? I do. There is definitely, it must be on a rod, because I had one of my OG Vixen bones had like a leader still tied on. I think that must be. Were the bottom hook hangers always perpendicular to the bait? Yes. They're all like that. The new ones are like that. The version 2s are like that. The paychecks like that. Yep, they're all that way. Yeah, it's not much different, but it's like a smidge, like a millimeter, maybe two. Maybe next time. Maybe that'll be a video, AJ. Live auction. No, I think the Vixens, most people say the Vixens or the repos are pretty much, at least I haven't really thrown this, but it looks like the line tie of the paycheck looks really similar to that of the original. More so than the Gen 2 Vixen. So here's OG Vixen. Repo Man. OG Vixen. Repo Man. I think the Repo Man's a good bait. Like, Repo Mans sell almost for more on eBay sometimes than the Vixens. I got 2 764s now, Michael Bradley. One. So a couple things. I like to throw 6-inch mag draft. I like to throw 3/4 ounce plus chatterbaits. Probably Carolina rig. That's a good point, Debo. Good point. We did show your shirt off earlier, Tackcraft. I don't know if you saw it, but this was the first thing we opened was the Amy's quality work early on. So thank you again for that. If you weren't here to hear the thank you earlier, we did show that off. There's a trout vixen on the top of a tree on Town Lake if someone wants to scale it and recover it for me. Town Lake's a long drive for me. Otherwise, I'd consider it. Maybe my ribs heal up. The Tahoe got T-boned, Nick. We covered it. You'll have to go back and watch the replay. Showed a bunch of pictures. But basically, I got T-boned on Saturday, and the Tahoe got totaled. But everybody's okay. That's the 2-minute version of the story. I mean, who doesn't, Conrad, right? I mean, yeah. Spinning rods, I don't have a problem. Bait casters, I have issues with braid to fluorocarbon leaders. I can't find the right combination of knot, hook set, rod to make it work. But spinning rods all the way. But it's not really about the knot you tie as much as it is how well you tie the knot. Not sure what prairie baits are, ways. You know, if I have, it was a long time ago, and I don't. But that's part of the reason. I mean, that's also a good reason to throw it on 30, 40-pound braid. And when I do put a mono leader on, it's not a 10 or 12-pound leader, right? It's a 15, 17, 20-pound leader of, like, big game or Cajun Lightning or a really good, high-quality mono copolymer with good abrasion resistance. But, no, I don't know. Pike seem to get the bait, right? Like, you catch them a lot, but they tend to have, they get the bait. For whatever reason, I have not had issues with pike swallowing it or getting it too deep where I, you know, or knock on wood, right, where they, like, slash at it and hit the front of the bait and just get the knot, but I have not had a problem. My question number one be, where can I get a good deal on one? Prairie du Chien, right? I mean, this time of year, swim jig, frog, flipping. One of these? The Yellow Magic Popper? Bone, Copwaters, all good options for those pools. All right, we're caught up on chat. So that's the Vixen. So, I mean, not a detailed breakdown, but I would say it passes the smell test. The version 3 versus the OG. The line tie looks really close. The sound is really close. I mean, the looks of them look nearly identical. I don't know. What do you think, Tiki? You got your hands on some. You've got some of the original blanks. Do you think that the V3s are just like the OGs? What about you, Travis? Others that have already grabbed them. Do you think this is a win? Well, good luck, man. But I don't know what that's all the news. That's the new baits. That's the new sun shirt. That's the giveaway. That's the new Vixens. I guess we can open up for questions. We got a few ounces of cocktail left, so we can take questions. Yeah, I guess if it was one of those old towns with the Ultrex built in, it wouldn't be so bad. But if I had to do this. Well, that'd be bad. TK officially says they are the same. I haven't weighed them yet, but I feel like weighing this one, I've changed the hooks and stuff, and the paint's all gone, so I don't know how fair. Maybe if I took one of my other OGs, like this one, that I never really played with, I could weigh these. And get a little bit. I would say yes, it does, Brian. So far, I would not be afraid to invest in the new Vixens. If you see some at a decent price and you can grab them, and it's something you want and you're willing to pay $20 for a bait, I would say I would not be afraid to purchase them. Did you catch them, dude? Yeah, I heard it's a cool fish. I've never been on it. Hopefully you caught some. It's so kind of you, Travis. You're such a giver. That's why we love you. Well, good luck, John. Get some smallies. Why don't all soft baits hooks have bulk pack options? I don't know. That's a good question. Just not enough colors, or they just don't have the demand, or maybe it's just not. I mean, you do see, like, occasionally you'll see dingers and some of that stuff in bulk packs in, like, retail, brick and mortar. I think most of these companies are so used to selling the majority of their stuff traditionally through brick and mortar, and I don't know that bulk packs, I mean, lots of, you used to be able to get, like, 100 counts of power worms and things like that. But I think a lot of traditional brick-and-mortar tackle stores aren't used to selling bulk packs or don't think they'll sell. And so a lot of the bulk stuff is online only, maybe. And I don't know. They definitely make more money on the 10 packs than they do the 100 packs. And then it's probably just like all right, like they put come out with like their 5 favorite colors in bulk packs, and then there's always the people that want color 7, 9, and 12 in bulk packs, and that's right, 100%, AJ. Minimum 25 to be considered bulk in my book. Yeah, the bulk packs and dingers are a deal
for sure. I used to have a bulk pack of dingers floating around here somewhere.
I don't know where it is. Yep, absolutely they do. And your average consumer is going to buy the 10 pack for $6 or $7 instead of the 30 pack for $15. Yeah, there's a few places to do 100 counts. But I think for most places, right, like the price break once you get above 25 or 50 isn't significant. So I think you could buy four 25s or two 50s for pretty much the same money as a 100 count. And I will be up there this week. I might swing in, like, check out old Christofferson's. They're a good standalone bait shop up there. Thoughts on whitefish? It's a great fishery. A lot of stuff to do. I got some videos on the channel from two summers ago on whitefish in August. Favorite marabou jig, white and black, or black? I guess black, usually. And are we talking, like, preacher marabou, or are we talking smallie marabou? All right, we got to figure out how to get these Vixens back in this tackle box now. So if I can't make them fit back in there, do I have to give them away? Is that what? I feel like I might actually throw this one this week. The bluegill might get the nod over the bone up at Lahamadu. We'll see. Or maybe we throw one of these patterns, more of a translucent clear pattern. That's a bite that I can get on board with. Skipping frogs around docks. The problem is the ones that are decent, they're not typically in stock. Second bass tactics. Ooh. I feel like I should buy these before I show these to you. So these bass tactics, pro marabou hair jig, these are tied on the shores of, I believe, Lake of the Woods, up by where Gussie lives. These are good. These are the same heads. So they sell the heads by themselves. But these are the heads that Gussie uses to tie his hair jigs. And I believe also Hayden Anderson, who we had on about a month ago, these are the heads that he uses to tie his jigs as well, I believe. So looks like they got a fresh restock of these in. I might go ahead and just add a couple packs of these to the cart. Maybe pick them up tomorrow. Otherwise, I got some terminal tackles and some drop shot worms in the cart. So there you go. That's what I would advise if you wanted some black smallie jigs. Ooh. I mean, it sounds cool, Tackle Craft, but I mean, I've had this one and another one for so long. I don't know what bulk packs really need. You could make me a bulk pack, the Vixens. I kind of like the fish to rub the paint off. Am I worried that the new paint job is too good and too durable that the paint won't flake off in a reasonable time? I don't know. All right, thanks, Sycamore. Thanks for tuning in. Brian's Custom Tackle. But I think, do they have, I don't even know. I see him on Instagram. Does he have a website or do you just have to go on Instagram? Yeah, if you live local, Thorn Brothers, does Thorn Brothers have a store? I've never looked to see if they have an online store. I think this company does. This Mission Tackle, I'm pretty sure I have seen this Mission Tackle hair jig on the shelves at like gas stations up by Mille Lacs on a card, Tackle Craft. And I think I bought some. I didn't buy a whole card, so sorry to disappoint you, but I'm pretty sure I've seen these on card. Might have been like 5-6 years ago. Yeah, so Brian's Custom Tackle on Instagram is another good place. So, like, if you're looking for that, whoever was asking about the white jigs and you want something custom, I would look up Brian's Custom Tackle. He's a good dude. He's local to Minnesota. I don't know how backed up he is or that kind of stuff, but you could message him on Instagram probably. All right, Hellebass community, fish in the southeast. Brennan is looking for a Clash 9. So if anybody's got a lead, anybody wants to part with one, he goes by Fish in the Southeast, all one word, which is slightly difficult to find on YouTube, but if you type that all in, you can find him. And he also goes by, was it Brown Bait Company on Instagram? I forget. Correct me if I'm wrong. No, Brian's, I think there's a Brian Schmitz Baits, but Brian's Customs is a guy in Minnesota local. Do I just put this in the box or do I put it back in the package? Maybe we'll put this one up on the shelf. And then we'll put this one in the box. Let it start bouncing around with some whopper ploppers. Start getting roughed up so the paint will come off of it. Yeah, so there you go. If anybody's got a Clash 9, DMIG Brown Bait Company. He's also got some cool stuff about some bait making and things like that. So if you're into baits and things like that, he's worth a follow. Too bad I fit them all in the box. I'm not giving any of them away. There we go. Sindrich says the triple back rattleback jays can still be found on cards. I feel like if you go down south, you can still find jigs on cards. Like, you think you can find old hams, whatever it is, on cards down south? Good luck, Frank. Oh, I just saw one. I almost pulled it out of the box too. I haven't thrown one in a minute, but I do have one right here. Sorry about that red Truset hook. I had a misfortunate time in my life where I used those hooks. But I'm pretty sure that's a wood bait. I don't know if the new ones are wood, but this sure feels like wood. Isn't it Terry Oldham? I think we can just do a. Does anybody want to do a topwater tour? Got some bone shower blows, like those. The Devil's Horse. Got a couple older Lucky Craft gunfishes. These are good baits. I should probably throw these more, but it's hard for me to put down the Vixen and the yellow and the Shower Blows and the Yellow Magic. What else? That was mostly Vixens. We got a handful of Sammies, different colors, baby bass, black, clown. A few different colors of Sammies. They also rarely see the water anymore because of the Vixens. Let's see here. We got a decent chunk of River to Sea Whopper Ploppers, and these are pretty much all, what is it, the gold package, the good one? These are all gold package Whopper Ploppers. The only problem is when you take them out, they never go back in the box the same way. All that years of vibration and saddling. So that's the bottom of it. Organization at its finest. I really like these Plano double-decker boxes for, like, top waters and stuff. Oh, boy. She's not closing now. Vixens are stuck. Their heads are popping off. So why you don't take baits out? They never fit the same way when you take them out. That's not closing. No good. You do that for me, Daniel? You are such a good guy. So, I don't... I might have... Do I have a torpedo in here? I do. Got a couple. Just in case something weird happens, right? I got... I think this is... This one might even be... Yeah, this one's the Mystic. I think that was one of the Excalibur ones. I think this is like the regular torpedo, and this is the tiny. Or is this the tiny, and this is even, I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure this is Excalibur, because I can see this has got the rotating hooks on it. I probably put way too big a replacement hook on that one, but. So baby bass, and this little. Good night, Amy. Thanks for tuning in. So we got a couple, torpedoes. Speaking of, we'll just stick with prop baits. I got this. I thought this was going to be such a cool bait because back in the day, Kelly Jordan used to smash them, but they have this Kelly J Waketail. I don't know. Probably should just take this out of the box. Not impressed. And I do have a couple. Grapless skitter props, smallie guys. There's a couple lakes up here where guys swear by this frog pattern for smallies. I never caught squat on it. So here's a random little baby plopper. And they do have this. This is kind of a unique one. And you might have saw this in the video a little couple weeks ago. This Brian's Custom B did catch some really nice fish in that tournament video. So around bluegill beds, this thing is still pretty juicy. I think they go for like $27, $28, $29. It's kind of ridiculous. But handcrafted balsa. Baby bass pop R. Well, let's see if everybody has one of those. I used to have one. I don't know if I still do. Don't see it. So we showed several of the barely legal tackle craft. Are they coming up with some barely legal Vixens? Let us know. Travis, I do not have any super spooks in here. This is the only spook I have in the box. This little baby spook right here. And I never throw it. This is what... So when I'm catching them on this and my co-angler asks for a bait, I give them that. I do have a couple regular pop R's. I do have a bone one. Maybe that is the only regular pop R I have. I do have, okay. There's a couple of them. And there's the other bone size. And there's a couple small yellow magics and a regular size bone pop R or a smaller bone pop R. But then I have several different vintage yellow magics in bone. So supposedly these are the same bait. That's a moneymaker. This one needs some more game time and practice so it can start to look like that. And then Lake Fork Lures came out with their version, which is pretty similar to Yellow Magic. I bought a bluegill one. Can't say, I haven't thrown it a ton. Not the same rattle. Supposed to be kind of a knockoff of the Yellow Magic, but I don't know if it's really there. I've got quite a few of these small Yellow Magics, which I rarely throw. I don't know. Got my little token baby Sammy, just in case they're on really small bait fish. That's pretty much the topwater box. But pretty much that gets thrown. That gets thrown, the big vixen gets thrown, and the shower blow gets thrown, and then the whopper poppers get thrown. Otherwise, most of this other stuff never sees the water. I don't know. I'm a big Yellow Magic believer. I don't think I own any Ricos. Yellow Magics are cheaper than Ricos. They flat catch them. So I do have this spook over here that's missing a hook. This three-hook Zell Roland. So I could put a hook hanger in that one. But that is might be the only spook, and that little baby one are the only two spooks I actually own. Blasphemy. What's up, Dave Kelly? Yeah, and there's definitely other good baits out there for sure. Maybe I have some spooks in my backup. So this is like my go-to game day. I do have like a backup topwater box. So maybe there's some spooks in that one. I don't think I have. No chug and spit. Start talking about chugging spits and shower blows, and we might get panned on YouTube. Yeah, maybe I should have some of the Dreamwalkers like Darius has. But honestly, of the stuff that TK showed on his stream, I'd rather have some custom bone-pated Vixens than I would Dreamwalkers, but that's just me. I don't think I own any wake baits, or at least they're not in this box. I do. I have some like minus ones or baby one minuses and things like that, but they're in a different box that's in the boat. Then frogs are a different box, buzz baits are a different box, things like that. Yeah, there's a lot of good topwaters out there. I just have so much confidence. I do have, I was throwing the Vixen last summer in a river tournament, and George behind me was throwing a cane walker, and I don't think he ever got a bite all day, and I smashed him on the Vixen. We got a few. Just don't throw them. I don't know. I would start by messaging Tacklecraft. Swim jig? Completely different box. I'm more of a super K jig swim jig guy, but Lethal Weapon makes a good swim jig as well. Me, I'm from Minnesota, but I do fish lacrosse and places like that. And so we're neighbors to Wisconsin. Gotta figure out how to get my topwater box. Maybe it was that one new Vixen I put in here that just won't, the box won't close now. That was the straw that broke the Plano's back. Trying to get one more bait in here. Maybe I should just get rid of this loon. Popper flopper that somebody wanted. I could just take some of these. What I should do is take all the non Vixens and get just take some of these Sammies and stuff out that just don't ever hit the water. Time for new box. I mean, I've got more boxes, but this is like the box that stays in the boat versus the other topwater boxes that rarely get to the boat. Like, we got a whole compartment dedicated to old school Rapla, or sorry, Lucky Craft Sammies that just don't get thrown. Hopefully I can get, you know, last year was a good swim jig year. This year has not been a great swim jig year. And hopefully maybe that'll change. Yeah, but I'm a big fan. This one did take a dive off the top shelf of the garage, so I had to get some T-Rex tape on it. To, right there. That is a lot of goodness. And I know some of you guys really like those, like, $50 edge boxes, but, like, what is this, like a $15 box? And I don't think there's an edge box that can get that many plugs in it. You know, I think it depends on the time of year. As you go later in the year, the bigger topwaters work better for smallies, but there are certain times of the year, especially in the river, where they'll definitely key on those smaller baits. So depends on time of the year. I do donate a fair amount of tackle to high school kids. Yeah, they need a year off. I don't know. I literally, when I was up there in June, in practice, I caught 2, 3, 4 short smallies, and then I caught that one during the tournament that was close to 4 pounds. Before that, I'd never caught a smallie on the Hamadou, so... back when I used to fish it 15 years ago, smallies were unicorns. They definitely didn't play. And but I would imagine they're going to show up. I don't think anybody's going to weigh 15 smallies in 3 days. But I definitely think one or two good smallies a day could definitely move the needle for some people. But I also think there's going to be people that are going to go for smallies and they're going to get burned by it and they're not going to recover. Thanks, Gramps. Appreciate it. The boat, the update is that I have had a Caymus CX-20 since June 10th. And it's sweet. Should we, we could, I mean, Yeah, if you watch any of the recent videos, it's in there. Otherwise, I could just throw a couple pictures up there for those that maybe haven't seen the Camus. I've actually got some new pictures. We did a photo shoot for Intune Marine. Where is that folder? So boat, that's what she looks like. That's when we first got her. That's day one. There she is with some stuff rigged on it in the driveway. And that's day one stuff. Day one. There's the kind of a cool shot from last week. There's me in my element. There's me releasing a bass. So yeah, there's the Camus. Actually, was I not sharing my screen? Ah! Oh boy. I was sharing the screen, I just didn't have the right one selected. So yeah, there's a... So Harry, that's what the Camus looks like. Yeah, so had that, what, 2 months now? It's been sweet. Pretty happy with it. Yeah. Hopefully, Gramps, you're doing good. I heard that you got the COVID. So I didn't share just so you guys would all comment. All right, Greg, we'll see you next week. Are we talking about the Camus or me? Either way, I'm flattered, Gramps. So I think we pretty much got things covered up. I was planning to keep it short tonight because I got things to do and these ribs need to rest and the ice pack's probably been on there long enough. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Maybe a stream ad hoc mobile. We'll see you next week. Otherwise we'll be back the week after. And if you came in late and you didn't know what happened to the Tahoe, and you want to hear that story, rewind to the beginning. And or you can catch it on podcast or any of the replay platforms. But other than that, here to help you guys catch more big bass. Suck less. As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.